Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also get on the Twitch channel and comment there if you so desire, or talk amongst yourself. Doesn't really matter to me. Miss the first hour, very sportsy and a little non-sportsy at the same time. Very football-y and wordy, I would say.
Yeah, man, it sure was.
Somebody brought up another one of my favorite new pet peeves. And listen, at some point, everybody here is going to say them. But what you don't want to do is do it over and over. You don't want to, at the end of the day, every segment of your show. If you're doing that, it's too much. If you're doing more than two a show, I mean, what does that really mean? At the end of the day? I mean, do we literally mean at 11:59 p.m.?
Yes.
Or are we talking about sunset, which is going to vary from place to place? But the one that somebody brought up, yeah, no, which...
That's an O'Brien thing.
That is an O'Brien thing, and I don't know what the hell it means. Yeah, no, we'll be okay. Well, which is it?
I think it's like the yeah is basically confirming that I hear your question, and then no is the answer to your question.
No, I've heard people use it as just yeah, no, and then go on. Like, it's completely meaningless. There's no point to it.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
There you go. See, you did that well.
Yeah, I work it in.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I get a lot of these. Some of them I don't quite understand what people are trying to say. So keep trying.
You can't understand everything, Fred.
No, I try my
best.
Yeah,
no, you can't understand it all.
At the end of the day, you have to be able to do this stuff. God, every time I say that, I want to do it in that dude's voice from NHL Network. At the end of the day, after I ask my 45-second question, will you even know how to answer? And it's funny because other than that, the guy's pretty good, but he just does those two annoying things that drive me nuts. Somebody says, I thought it was no, yeah. I've not heard no, yeah. I've heard yeah, no.
I think I've heard both.
Really? I haven't heard no, yeah. But I have heard a lot of, yeah, no, so we were looking at this. Have you got any more of the boys going?
No. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
I did watch the Hard Knocks from Tuesday, though. I'm like 2 days behind on television, and I just have to, I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to have time, Fred. I want to watch more. I like the show. It's just a matter of finding time in my day.
Longhorn Dimitri says when they end every sentence with know what I'm saying, that gets old. Yeah, I haven't noticed that one as much.
Yeah, no, I guess I have noticed that. You know what I'm saying at the end of the day?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
God. I can't believe that the people are making a living using all those.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Yeah, no.
Is it no, yeah, or yeah, no? Now I'm confused.
Okay, so I did a radio tease.
Yes, you did. You need to pay off on that.
Guess who has someone coming in to talk to his team about how to treat ladies and having proper respect for other people?
Well, doesn't almost every college do that now?
Well, Nick Saban is doing that. And Nick Saban sometimes gets a bad rap. And
what's he get a bad rap for?
Maybe not always being the most upstanding person.
Oh, no, he's a turd.
Yeah.
He's a great football coach.
Right.
Complete turd as a human being.
But he's trying to change that by bringing in someone to talk to his players and make them better men.
Okay.
So he brought in Ray Rice to talk about how to treat a lady.
Oh, wonderful.
Not wise.
Got it. Is that not wise? Is that a bad choice?
Well, I don't know. Think about this, AJ. If we were going to try to convince people to not be murderers, wouldn't we bring Charles Manson in?
Well, Charles Manson's dead.
Oh, well, darn. Can we dig him up?
He would still be dead.
At the end of the day, he would still be
dead?
At
the end of the day, yeah, no. At the end of the day, Charles Manson would still be dead.
Okay, so...
That's a good time to use yeah, no. Like, so...
Because it's like, yeah, I get your point, but no, it's really dumb.
Yeah, that's what it means. So yeah, it's okay, like, yeah, okay. So if we wanted to tell people not to murder, we'd bring in Charles Manson, and I would go, yeah, no, that's not going to work.
Interesting.
Because that's, again, that's me saying, yeah, I acknowledge what you're saying may have some merit, but then finishing it off by saying, no, he's actually dead, so it's physically impossible.
Okay, so do we have a better example? Who's a good murderer who's in jail right now? Most of my favorites are dead, I'm not going to lie.
Hello, Twitterverse. It's me, your good friend, OJ. We could always use OJ.
Yeah, OJ would come in and talk about how not to lop off
Don't heads. Cut people's heads off. It's really simple. I've never done it. See you later, Twitter friends. Oh, OJ.
Or like have Superhuman come in and teach you how to do safety.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But yeah, Ray Rice has been apparently going all over the country and talking to young men about how to handle relationships with women. He's made countless attempts to try to make up for his misstep 5 years ago, even offering to help Browns running back Kareem Hunt after he was caught on camera kicking a woman last year. But he seems to be, I guess he's getting paid to do something, which is good.
Well, I don't know if it's an awful idea to have him do that. I mean, obviously, it ruined his career.
Right.
And if he learned something from it and can turn that into a positive, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
The weird thing is people don't want to admit that Ray Rice his career was about out of gas when this happened. So it's easy for Ray Rice to say, my career might still be going if I hadn't done this. When the reality is, there's a reason why Kareem Hunt is back and Ray Rice isn't, because Kareem Hunt still has gas left in his tank and Ray Rice didn't. But it is a way for him to say, listen, you can have it all and you do something like this and it all goes away. But it just seems odd to bring someone who basically put his fiance's lights out on camera and bring him in to say, this is how you treat women. That's an odd choice.
Well,
at the end of the day,
I don't mind it so much. I think if the guy's learned from what he's done, then he's more recognizable than some guy who'd never done it. I mean, I just like having somebody mentioned, we had inmates used to come talk to our school all the time. That it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the guy ruined his career. I mean, his career was pretty much over at that stage, which no one wanted to admit, which is one of those things. You talk about things that used to drive me nuts. What about signing Ray Rice? The guy who averaged 3.3 yards per carry last year before he punched his wife in the face. No, thank you. But he's learned from it, hopefully. He went through a hell of a lot because of it. And that's the kind of guy that you can tell people, listen, this is what can happen to your life if you screw up like I did. You don't get a job. And I don't mind it so much. I'd rather hear from someone who you know what he did. And if he's really remorseful over it, not just remorseful because he lost the job, but that what he knew was wrong.
Right.
Or what he did, he knew was wrong. Oh, no. I'm not going to read this text.
Just read it, Fred.
All right, I'm going to read this text.
Yeah, no, just read it.
But I want you to know this is the text, or this is not me saying it.
All right.
I bet his opening line is women deserve equal rights and lefts.
Oh, come on.
How dare you, sir? It's pretty funny. I just want to note it for the record. That was not me. That was me reading the text line, okay? The texter did that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends over at Carbach. And if you're looking for a place to go hang out this weekend, maybe looking for a place to take the lady out for brunch. Brunch is for fancy people. It's between breakfast and lunch. And the great thing about brunch at Carbach is you can take your lady and you guys can have all the brunchy things. And at the end of the day, you'll also be able to get to drink beer. And that's what's important, is you drinking beer and eating good food. And they've got a ton of great food at Carbach. Carbachtoberfest events kicking off soon. It's like Thursday through Sunday. They're going to have free events. There's going to be live music, Oompa bands. There's going to be wiener dog races, Steinhoisting competitions, all the traditional German stuff they're going to have going on at Carbach. And then they're going to have Ace Frehley out for Foam Hinge. We're all getting ready for that as well. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what they've got going on at the brewery, what they've got going on at the restaurant, and what they've got going on with their concert series. And when you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender to pretty, pretty please make it a Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hope you're having a fun Friday.
College football tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's time.
I'll definitely be watching those games.
Oh, yeah.
Or listening on ESPN.
Yeah, you'll be listening on ESPN. Yeah, no, you'll be listening on ESPN 97.5, obviously.
This guy, talking about, I just saw a Facebook post by a person who I know was a longtime listener saying it's time to eject on the Blitz and all the stuff they bitched about, your belching and my talk about the website, which if people are spending time bitching about that, good for them.
Okay.
Don't really want you here if you
don't. I didn't even
be here.
Belch today, so
yeah, I honestly
suck on that.
You know, it's time for us to eject on really stupid listeners. That's what it is.
It's ironic because I got a message on Facebook from listener David who said Tricky Rick and the Baytown Badass are the whole reason he switched from 610 to our station.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, welcome, David.
Honestly, most of the people who bitch about the show are not the kind of people I want listening. You know, if you hate puppies, great. If you hate America, great. Go do it somewhere else. We're about America and puppies and fun.
Yeah.
And if you're not about that, then we don't want you.
Yeah. Respectfully,
yeah. I mean, I get there's a bunch of people who... Well, I don't know. I don't get this. I'll ask. There's a bunch of people who just don't like either one of us and yet listen to the show religiously every day.
Well, that's because they have to find out what they're going to complain about.
I mean, that's okay. So if that's it, you have to find something to bitch about that makes your life better? Okay, fine. Keep listening.
Yeah, I don't mind. Let's take a phone call.
Oh, really?
On the HRMP listener line. Hello, David.
Hello.
Sports.
Hey, give me 1 second, man. Hey, I was calling about but we've been talking about the Astros prices now in the gambling market.
Yeah.
And I threw the idea around. I'm right there with y'all. I've been throwing the idea around, and I finally took a plunge on it, at betting $40 a game against the Astros every single game the rest of the year, no matter what. And luckily for me, I hit it. I started the day before the plus 400 game.
Okay.
And I know there's no way you can make money betting on the Astros the rest of the year. Like if you were to say $100 every single game against the Astros, for sure you'd be a loser at the end of the year. But and I'm not sure if it works conversely, but I was going to go ahead and do the experiment. And well, I took off yesterday just because I thought there's no way they're going to win two of those in a row. But
well, that's kind of cheating the experiment if you're going to take days off, if you're going to pick and choose. But yeah, I would be curious to know how that works. I mean, I guess we could do the math on it. By the way, the Angels today plus 210 if you are interested in that sort of a thing. I would only do it hypothetically and like keep a hypothetical tab because I won't bet baseball anymore. But I would bet you're right. I would bet if you faded the Astros every game for the rest of the season, you'd probably end up in plus money.
I think I would rather just fade them every time it's plus 350 or higher.
Okay.
And just take those. And I'd feel pretty good about that rather than just every game.
I mean, maybe the move would be to fade them when, I mean, the time you're going to get those numbers is when Verlander and Cole pitch.
Right. Maybe Greinke.
No, Greinke's pitching today, and they're plus 210. I think the only way to get a real feel for it is to go against him blindfolded.
I don't know that.
Or maybe go against them every time they're a favorite, which I'm guessing.
No, that's going to be almost every game the rest of the season.
Yeah. But they could run into a game where they're pitching, you know, some random.
Framber Valdez.
Yeah, against. He just happens to line up against another team's best pitcher. That could happen.
Yeah. I think if I were going to do it, I would just pull anything plus 350 or more, and it would probably just be against Cole and Verlander the rest of the year.
Okay.
That would be an interesting experiment. Because you don't have to be right very often.
Nope.
If you're getting 3-1, 3.5-1.
Let's see what the remaining schedule looks like, if there's any teams that they could potentially. So, like, yeah. If
they were minus 500 with Sanchez the other night.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that if you get that with a plus number, I'm taking it.
But who's going to pitch Aaron Sanchez's turn this time? Do we know yet?
I don't know if we know.
Okay, well, let's just say whoever that replacement guy is, his start falls against Charlie Morton in the Tampa series. Tampa would be favored, right?
You would think, yeah. It should be.
I would think. So I would just say bet against them as underdogs. Next month, I don't know that there's – I mean, I don't know if there's a pitching matchup that could warrant them being an underdog. It's Toronto. They've got two games at Milwaukee. Maybe they could be an underdog in one of those games. I doubt it. Then they've got Seattle, Oakland, Kansas City, Texas, the Angels, Mariners, Angels. They should be favored in all those games.
281 says, if I were a betting man is another one, LOL. I use that all the time, but.
We use it sarcastically.
Yeah.
We're both betting men.
Indeed. 936 says it's.
I'm just not a baseball
it's
betting
Verlander
man.
Verlander versus Morton.
Oh, then yeah. Well, so much for that plan.
Yeah. I do not want to get trapped into betting baseball, but I do kind of feel like some of these lines are just out of whack because perception of Astros versus perception of the other teams in August of 162 game schedule where they've got the division pretty much wrapped up. I do think I'd find some value if I get 3.5-1 or higher on the other team. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. What now?
Lamont taking a turn. It's a theory out there that Rush Limbaugh got Bill Clinton reelected because Clinton supporters hated his show and listened to him. Maybe so. I don't know that Rush Limbaugh had that kind of power that he could rig a whole election, but if he did, more power to him. I could use some of that.
I
can't even dictate what ads we get run on the show. Much less what president gets elected.
Somebody's influencing what president gets elected. I don't know who it is. But.
Why does it say David at the bottom of the screen here?
I think because the intern put it in the wrong.
Oh, can you get rid of that?
Yep.
It's messing up my OCD.
Yeah, that's like having a red dot on your phone.
Yeah, I'm having a tough time with that.
Same thing. It's like I'm mesmerized by it. I'm just staring up there going, what is that?
Is it still there? I thought we talked to David and hung up on him.
Yeah.
Still there.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in next segment, it's probably your best chance because top of the hour we'll have RJ and friends.
At RJ in Vegas. He's become very famous.
Indeed he has. Guys, if you have not tried a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers yet, now is the time. If you're still not sleeping right, I don't really know why you want to go anywhere else. How about this? You can get a pocketed coil mattress set now starting at $310. And I'll be honest, I never thought much about mattresses. I would just take whichever one I could get until I met Yuval and the gang over at Texas Mattress Makers. They walked me through the whole process, how they make them, how they decide what kind of coils to use. It's amazing. And they're just geniuses. They'll tell you exactly what kind of mattress you need to be on. And once you try it, you'll agree. And the cool thing is, they make them right there and sell them directly to you. So you're saving over 50% over what you would pay if you went to a retail store from the minute you walk in the door. And you'll probably save a lot more than that. And there's a full mattress set for everybody, every budget. It's all starting at $169. You can go in online and check it out, or in person and get the bed that fits you. They've got a little quiz online there that'll help you as well. And I'm telling you, these guys know more about it than anyone. Visit Texas Mattress Makers today at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Can I bitch about something real quick? That's okay?
Of course.
The texter who was saying, oh, there's this Facebook thread. Don't. That's like being the Twitter snitch. For one thing, there's only, I don't care. So you can say whatever you want. That doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not going to go looking for it or anything. I just don't care. So what are you hoping to gain? Are you trying to curry favor?
No, he's trying to make you feel stupid.
Good luck with that.
Stupid dummy.
Good luck with that. I got news for you. I don't get too concerned about what kind of, about the 5% of people who hate the show. I just don't worry about them. They're not going to change, so neither are we. We'll keep focusing on the 95% who like it.
I'm going to focus on that 5.
Well, I know you let it.
No, I don't really care either.
Well, that's the thing. If you, the minute you come on air in any job in any market, you're going to have people who hate you before you say a word. So it doesn't bother me even a little bit. We do okay here. Somebody asked, what product or company would you advertise on the Blitz if you could choose? I feel pretty good about the guys we have.
Yeah.
I like my...
I've got a new sponsor starting up in September.
Yeah?
CBD sponsor.
Nice.
CBDMD.
Nice.
They sent me a care package today to get me kicked off.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. I wish weed were legal and I would have a dispensary.
Yeah.
But, I pretty much have everything I want, or have had everything I want.
Yeah.
You know, I like to get the Whitmires back, talk a little more whiskey. So
I miss having a car dealership that would just like loan me a car to drive around everywhere. That was nice.
Yeah, most car dealerships don't do that anymore. At least they didn't when I got into radio.
Oh, they did with me. The Baytown GMC guys did.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you had motorcycles for a while, too.
Yeah, I had motorcycles I was driving around.
Yeah, I've never had one of those. I would gladly take one.
Yeah.
But when I used to listen to radio 20 years ago,
Lance still gets one.
Yeah, I think he does. But everybody...
Lance's a big star, though. He's a bigger star than us.
Everybody had one back 15 years ago.
NFL Network. Brisket Master.
I don't...
Friggin' Lance.
Well... I think he could use a brisket sponsor. Definitely.
Oh. He's a fire extinguisher sponsor.
There you go.
When I need to put out the...
I need to... Kitta.
Extinguish my brisket. Here's what I use.
I use Kitta.
I use steel chainsaws to cut through my briskets.
I use a lightsaber.
Oh, boy. We didn't really mention. Well, I guess we sort of vaguely mentioned the Astros last night. That was a strong showing, would you say, by Mr. Cole?
Yeah, Gerrit Cole was really good and
good at sport.
I had given up on the game, frankly, until I looked at my phone and it was 6-3 in the ninth. I was like, "Whoops!" And pretty scary last pitch of the game.
Yeah,
and gave it a ride. I don't think it was getting out, though.
Very easily could have.
It could have. If it had gone off his glove, maybe. It looked like it was going to come off the top of the wall if he didn't get there. But he got there, so there's that.
Yep. And then
Cole looked pissed off last night.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Well, it's nice. I mean, it's good that he looked healthy.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. In NFL news, in news that is probably good for the Texans, although I don't know if they're really competing with it. They might be competing with this team. I don't know. Would it shock you if there's no bad, like awful teams in the AFC South? Like if I said everybody in the AFC South will be 7-9 or better, would that shock you?
It wouldn't shock me. I one team is probably going to have to be 5-11.
Okay.
If the other three are going to be really good, and it'll be somebody who has some injury problems.
I don't know if there's a really good team in there, especially if Andrew Luck's not healthy.
I
could see every team fall somewhere between 6-10 and 10-6.
I think that's fair, but I do feel like if you have 10-6, 10-6, 9-7, somebody's got to be 6-10.
Yeah. What are the odds that's the Texans?
25%.
Okay.
one of the four. Because honestly, as much as I think the Colts are a Super Bowl contender with
Andrew Luck's not there, they could easily be the worst.
Yes, they could easily be the worst team in the division.
Taylor Lewan, 4-game ban for performance-enhancing substances. I don't know why they don't like to say drugs.
Think he's doing the gas station stuff like all the baseball players were warned not to do?
Osterine. I don't really know what comes in those gas station penis pills, but I don't know if Osterine is what's in there. But Taylor Lewan took a polygraph, apparently, an Instagram polygraph test, which is clearly, I mean, that's legit science, obviously. And he said that he didn't knowingly use a banned substance. So this was clearly an accident. Which, I'll be honest, and he became, last season, signed a 5-year, $80 million deal, $50 million guaranteed, highest paid offensive lineman in the league. What I don't understand is if I'm getting paid $80 million over the next 5 years, I'm literally going to know every ingredient of everything that I put into my body.
Well, and I just got paid, so I'm not going to cheat.
Yeah.
What's the point?
The Titans' first 4 games... Browns, Colts, Jags, Falcons. That's a pretty tough stretch. They'll be out. They'll be without their left tackle. So now the Titans know what it. Now the Texans or the Titans are going to know what it feels like to be the Texans and not have a left tackle.
Yeah, they've got guys they can move over there better than what the Texans.
Let's not talk
had.
About that.
Why not?
Because I like to just make the Texans feel good. The best in the league at that position,
really.
Best in the game.
We're going to get back to that, are we? Because we're not at the end of the day yet.
Lamont. Sports.
Hey, man. The only one.
You on speakerphone, Lamont?
Can you hear me?
Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, hold on.
Come on, man.
Man, come on.
You've been doing this a long time.
That's the biggest rookie mistake you could possibly make.
No.
You've been doing this too long. That's disrespectful, my man.
I'm here.
All right.
But one I don't like. Is the one I don't like is good in the community guy. When I mean, I don't need to hear about players and coaches and people being good in the community. I'm good in the community. I don't like it for the good or the bad. I respect what they do, but I just hate you trying to guilt me into liking somebody because they good in the community with our quotes. And that's all I got, fellas.
Yeah, I'm not very good in the community, to be totally honest.
That's not true.
I mean,
that's not true. You just don't. You don't like advertising stuff. Like, I don't like advertising stuff.
I'm all right in the community.
But
I get. I mean, these athletes, well, they've got people who market them, and that's their way
right,
of doing it.
They're marketing.
I don't judge people. Like, I don't judge athletes as a sports media guy. I don't care if. I mean, J.J. Watt is obviously the shining example of someone good in the community for what he did with Hurricane Harvey, but. If JJ gets to a point where he can't play and it makes contractual sense or economic sense for the Texans to move on from him, I'd be the first one to say, get rid of the dude. I mean, nice guys, bad guys, I don't care. Like, I want guys who can play.
Well, they not only have marketing people that are out there pushing them, but they also have team PR.
Yeah.
Like, the Texans have a release every week about where they're out going and doing stuff.
But I think Lamont's saying, like, defending a guy or you know, getting after a guy for not being a great guy, a great community guy, or defending someone for being
one. I don't do much of that. I don't really care. It's that's an individual's choice. And I also...
I don't like... He's a great locker room glue guy. Oh, does that mean he can't play anymore, but his teammates still want to be friends with him? That's cool. They can be friends with this new guy who can probably play. I'm not big on locker room glue guy.
Remember when Kevin Walter was here and the whole thing was about, he's a great blocker.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to get rid of Kevin Walter. He's just such a locker room glue guy.
Yeah, I don't worry too much about the off-field stuff, that because most of the time, if you're finding out about it, then they're doing it for PR reasons to try to help their image and make them look good in the community. We've seen a bunch of these. Like, I took my kid to a camp for one of the football players, and basically everybody was, oh, I was so great with all the kids. He showed up in a golf cart for 2 minutes and then turned it over to the coaches. And that's what happens with a lot of these things. So does that make him a bad guy? No. I mean, the coaches probably know a lot more than he did. But yeah, when you go to the so-and-so camp, you expect so-and-so to actually be there and hang around. And as far as doing community stuff, most of them do it because they're required. And some people, the ones that are quiet about it are the ones I respect. Because that's how I was always taught. If you go around bragging about what you're doing charity-wise, you're just looking for attention.
Like Aaron.
Yeah, he does do that.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, did I brag that last weekend I was in Brazil trying to save the rainforest? Did I brag about that? No. No. I didn't even mention it till just now. That's the first you've heard of it. See? And Fred's like, don't you ever watch The Boys? Yeah, maybe I'm trying to save the freaking planet.
Well, maybe I'm trying to hire people to blow up the rainforest. We could have settled this here.
You're a bad community guy.
I am. I'm terrible in the community.
I'm good in the community. You're bad in the community.
I want to napalm the hell out of the whole place.
God, I'm out there trying to save it. I'm planting bushes.
That sounds like the start of a porno.
Burn it down.
Let's take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And for those of you bitching about it on Facebook, you can ignore this. But go check out sportsmap.com, where there's lots of great content from everyone on staff, including me and Hoffman, who did another video for you.
Boy, you know how times are hard for Dwight Howard? Today, it looks like Dwight Howard is going to sign with the Lakers.
Yes.
But today, he met with Lakers officials, and he sat down with officials and three key players. Anthony Davis, which makes sense. JaVale McGee and Rajon Rondo. They wanted to know if they could trust him. Imagine you've got to sit down with JaVale. Like, remember when Dwight Howard was like, I mean, we just saw that list where he's on the first team of all 2010 NBA, or like the 2010s of the NBA. Yeah. The best center of the last decade had to clear a personality exam with Rajon Rondo and JaVale McGee to get signed by the Lakers.
Oh, those are two outstanding guys.
You talk about life support career. I mean,
well, you're not even important enough for LeBron to meet with you.
Yeah. LeBron's like, man, y'all are going to have me come in from this Space Jam 2 set to talk to the 13th man on our team? Nah, I'm good.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, apparently there's a lot of places around the country where a city has a hookup area. I don't know that there's one here because I don't do that.
You don't have random sex with people?
No, but there's
loser.
Okay, whatever.
I don't have sex with anybody.
So I have a right hand. I don't need it. But Fairfield, Connecticut.
That's too far.
Well, I know. I'm not going there. This one's just unique.
Oh, okay.
Because, and I'm sure, and don't start texting me all the places around here where people do that. I'm not interested.
Yes, you are.
Don't send them to me.
Don't
want to know.
Don't send them to the text line, but you could definitely send them to Fred's personal text.
No, you could send them to the text line, but I don't want you to, because that would be wrong of you. But I'd like to know, just out of curiosity's sake.
Yeah, you're not going to use it, but
no,
just to know what people are doing.
Right. Well, apparently, maybe what I need to do is go online, because there was a...
On the dark web?
An online... Well, I don't know if this is the dark web. It had a city hookup guide as a meetup spot, along with other public locations in the Fairfield area.
Okay.
So police set up surveillance.
This cop's always trying to ruin stuff.
And they wound up arresting 6 people for having sex. But here's...
Peacefully?
Here's the rub, as it were, at the end of the day. Those arrested ranged in age from 62 to 85.
Yeah, no. I'm,
So
damn,
there was some serious hip breaking going on there.
God, and you say you're past your sexual prime. You're just now entering it.
Nope. I'm retired.
I don't think so. I think you're going to have a second life in Fairfield.
But it says the crime involved lewd activity in the Grace Richardson Conservation Area.
I tend to agree. I think the only people who should be having public sex are young, hot bodies, not old people.
Yeah, I don't really need to see old people having sex.
No, that's gross.
Yeah.
Good-looking young people, that's okay. If you want to have sex in your cars, go right ahead.
Yeah, if you're good-looking and young and leave the window open.
Yeah. But if you're old or you're ugly or morbidly obese, have sex in your house.
Or better yet, don't.
No, everyone should have.
Listen, don't be reproducing. There's certain
love
people.
Love is love.
Hey, we don't have a Thanos to get rid of half of you. So what we need you to do
is... You can't
is,
Thanos people just because they're ugly.
Well, why not?
Because they could have really good souls, but we just don't want to see them naked.
Chain-smoking penguin. Popular Houston hookup spot is apparently my house between the hours of 9 and 5.
That's not good.
Well played.
Not good.
It's funny, though. All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I don't know how the cops could keep a straight face when they roll up on them and it's like, oh, Mabel. Oh, Mabel. I'm going to break that hip, Mabel. Give me a gummer, honey. Yeah. Oh, well. That's as it used to be, the Lakes of 610 behind Astroworld. Astroworld was... I missed that. That's where I got all of my first action growing up, was at Astroworld.
Yeah. I mean, how long was Astroworld around? When did it get built, Fred?
Well, it was built when I was a kid. I remember that. Okay. I think I don't know the exact year that they shut it down, but I got to take my son.
You didn't hook up with him?
No.
That would be gross.
No, that
inappropriate.
Yeah, and that's pretty... ridiculous of you to even say that.
Yeah,
one.
I agree. That's gross.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Horrible. Now I lost my train of thought. Because that may be the dumbest thing you've ever said on the show, and that's saying so much. Oh. Yeah. Boy, did you...
I was just pointing out that you would never do that.
Did you abuse your children when you were coaching their baseball? That's exactly what you said.
No, I didn't ask if you did. I pointed out that you didn't do that.
No, you brought it up as a possibility.
No, I said you didn't hook up with him.
Yeah, exactly, because...
That was a statement of fact.
No.
Because I know you.
No, you put a little bit of question in there.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay, that's on me then.
It is on you. Bama Papa Joe asked
if I talk like this, there'd never be any question. I'd be like, you didn't do that. And then you'd know. So I think sometimes its tone comes across that way.
Exactly.
I apologize.
Exactly.
Fred, I'm sorry.
That's nothing to apologize for.
What, making you uncomfortable? Is it inappropriate on this show now?
No, but making you sound dumb is fun. So it's okay.
Yeah, that's what this show's about.
Bama Papa Joe asking if am I still using my bookies getting ready to deposit for the football season. Yes, I'm still using my bookie, and we will be talking about them a lot here in a couple weeks.
Fred just deposited $1 million.
Million pesos. let's get this right, okay? Not sure what the exchange rate is. But
1 million bitcoins.
I don't mess with that bitcoin. I did one time use it because everybody was telling me how easy it was. So I withdrew some money.
But it's not easy?
No, it was easy and it didn't take long, but it just seems like, why do I need to go to all these extra steps to sell the Bitcoin and then collect
it? I like just regular money because you can buy stuff with it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gambling enough by putting my money in to gamble with that I don't really want to gamble with something else.
Yeah, let me bet $500 on this game, and if I win, you can give me 6 Bitcoins, and maybe that'll be money in 2 weeks, and maybe it won't. I'm not looking for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm old school. Like, if I bet 500, I'd like to win 500. That'd be cool.
Or 490, probably.
Yeah,
there's always going to be.
Well, I mean, it depends. I've told you, I'm living in the no vig zone these days.
I see. Well, good for you.
Thanks.
But yeah, I'm still using my bookie. They'll be coming back. They're also going to be sponsoring some stuff on the website. So we're very happy to continue to do business with my bookie.
That's right.
So there you are.
And we'll have Rafael Esparza will be joining the program again.
Rafael
Esparza. Our old friend.
I always thought it was Rafael. Maybe I just don't know how to say it.
You just don't say it right.
Esparza, I got.
Esparza.
All right, so are you bailing after this?
Yeah.
Okay, you're off to...
see the wizard.
Call some fights tonight.
Yes.
So tell the people how they can listen.
I honestly don't know. That's none of my business.
Okay. Great.
Use your Google box. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. They've started their annual summer grill sale. And listen, if you are in the market for a grill, now is the time to buy. Whatever kind of grill you're looking for, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits, the local Houston brand. And maybe you don't know what kind of grill you need. Maybe you can just go in and talk to the experts and they'll let you know. You can say, hey, this is how often I want to cook. This is how much effort I want to put in. They'll be like, oh, okay, here, first of all, have a beer while we discuss this. And they'll hand you a beer, a free beer. Nice. Then they'll tell you, this might be the best thing for you. And you can go, well, okay, that works. Or, well, okay, that doesn't really work for me. Yeah, no, that doesn't work. But they're going to help you find what fits for you. You're going to get big savings. You're going to get free delivery and assembly. Stop by and see these guys. The best in grilling. Texas Star Grill Shop. 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston or 8905 Louetta in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling, drifting so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my L.A. sisters. One time for my L.A. Lames, you can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her.